This message is brought to you by Nuveen. Nuveen has provided investment excellence for 125 years with expertise across income and alternatives. Nuveen continues to expand its capabilities while maintaining its legacy as a leading investment manager. Visit Nuveen.com to learn more. Investing involves risk. Loss of principal is possible.
Here's your money briefing for Tuesday, March 19th. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal. People often buy stocks, checking in on them from time to time with the hopes they'll go up over a month or a year. Some investors are placing high-stakes bets that stocks will go up within a day, and in some cases, a couple of hours.
Oh, these are adrenaline-fueled trades. And one thing that I found fascinating about this is that individual investors that I've long spoken with have said to me, I'm not just looking for a 5 or 6% return. I'm looking for that 100% jackpot, 500% return, maybe even 1,000% return.
But with that high reward comes high risk. We'll talk to Wall Street Journal markets reporter Gunjan Banerjee about short-dated options trading after the break.
Want to get smarter about investing? Then tune in to the Capital Ideas podcast from Capital Group, home of American Funds Distributors, Inc., one of the world's leading asset managers. Each week, we bring you stock market outlooks, macroeconomic updates, and investment strategies that can help you succeed. Learn from portfolio managers with decades of experience about how they navigate uncertain markets. Prepare to be engaged, enlightened, and entertained by listening to the Capital Ideas podcast today.
Short-dated options trading has become all the rage among individuals, attracting scores of rookie investors. Wall Street Journal markets reporter Gunjan Banerjee tried it out and joins me. Gunjan, what is short-dated options trading and how does it work?
Basically, an option is a contract that gives you the right to buy or sell shares or ETFs or indexes by a stated date and at a specific price. And you have options that have a range of expiration dates, you know, spanning from months out, sometimes even years out, or days, and recently, even hours. So the contracts that expire in hours or days, those are some of the shortest dated contracts. They're also some of the riskiest, and they're the ones that have exploded in popularity over the past year.
So this is more than hoping your stock goes up. This is actually putting a bet on that.
Exactly. So one thing that I found fascinating about this is that individual investors that I've long spoken with, you know, have said to me, I'm not just looking for a 5 or 6% return. I'm looking for that 100% jackpot, 500% return, maybe even 1,000% return. And I've been inundated with screenshots, brags about these for months now.
1,000%. I think we've all had dreams about that at night, but I don't know about the realistically during the day. This all seems more risky than just buying and selling stocks. Why has it become so popular?
It is so much riskier than buying or selling stocks or even trading options that expire in months from now. Think about it like, you know, cruising down the highway in a Ferrari rather than a minivan. Your gains or losses can just accelerate that much faster.
So there's an excitement factor here that's bringing people in.
Oh, these are adrenaline-fueled trades. And certainly, while I was trading these for 1 week in my experiment, I felt the ups and downs of that. You know, my mood darkened when a trade kind of went against me. I was constantly inundated with alerts from Robinhood on how my positions were doing, trades on my watch list. So this was something that was always on my mind. And when I did notch a win, it kept me wanting to go back for more.
Let's talk about your experiment here and joining in on the short-dated options trading. How'd you get started?
This was my first time doing this. And this, by the way, is not something that journal reporters are typically allowed to do. But I had been writing about this phenomenon for months. You know, this is a corner of the market that I've followed for a really long time. And I wanted to see what all the hype was about. After hearing about it from individual investors for so long, I said, you know, I think I have to get in the game. I think I have to understand what it's like to trade these things because they've really changed how the market functions. This is not like trading traditional stocks or bonds. So I convinced my editors to give me $500 in seed money. The good news was I wouldn't be on the hook for any losses, and any profits would go to charity.
Okay. So what kind of trades did you make?
Well, let's just say I made a lot of bad trades. I made many, many bad trades, made many mistakes that I think a lot of rookie investors could probably relate to. Two of my first trades were immediate flops. There was this one stock, Zim Integrated Shipping Services. It had been trading like crazy over the past month and just recorded these like huge ups and downs. And I was like, oh, this is the perfect thing to trade options on. It's so volatile. I kind of made this bet. I bought a call option that its run would continue. Immediately lost money. I bought a call option tied to the NASDAQ. Immediately lost money. I got off to a rough start. And what I kind of noticed in myself was as the week progressed, I got increasingly desperate to win a jackpot, to get a taste of that big win I had heard about for so long on the phone. So I just kind of kept making riskier and riskier plays.
This is a very different kind of stock market trading. You have to keep an eye on the market. Seems like almost every minute of the day.
It totally is. And even though as a markets reporter, I'm clued into what's going on in the market on a regular basis. It's something I'm constantly watching during the day. But it was just a whole other ballgame having a portfolio that was swinging based on where individual stocks and ETFs were moving. I found it tough to concentrate on articles I was working on. It was like constantly going back and forth, like checking my phone. I feel like I got really bad carpal tunnel at the end of the week from holding my phone so much more than I usually do. I really got sucked into the game.
Did you make any money?
I started taking bigger and bigger risks as the week progressed. And since this was a 5-day experiment, by Thursday, my portfolio was down around 25%. And I was like, look, I got to go big now. I have one day left. I think I can spend a little bit more of my money now. I'm not afraid of losing it all on the first day. So I made my biggest and boldest bet yet. I bought a call option tied to Meta Platforms that expired within 24 hours, and it was tied to their earnings. I remember I was like literally sick waiting for their earnings to come out. I was so nervous, and then they smashed expectations. And then I finally got a taste of what has hooked so many traders, because that call option that I bought for around $100, the next morning, shortly after the opening bell, I cashed out and sold it for more than $2,000.
Oh, wow.
And I finally understood this is why so many people are chasing these things.
There's also a lot of chatter on social media about this activity. How does that work into this?
I feel like a day or an hour does not go by when I don't see someone posting screenshots of their giant options wins. That's become a huge part of the trading culture. And of course, no one is talking about the losses. And what I've learned as a reporter at the Wall Street Journal covering this for several years now is that it's way more difficult to get people to really open up about their losses the way they do about their wins. It just leads to like a skewed perception of how these trades are going for many people.
You mentioned you were doing this through Robinhood. And Robinhood and a lot of other retail brokerages eliminated their fees for doing trades. Do they charge fees for option trading?
So Robinhood does not charge fees for options trading, but options are actually much more lucrative for many of these retail brokerages than stocks are. And that's because of a range of reasons. But I interviewed Robinhood for this article, and they did tell me, look, we have guardrails in place for options trading. People need to enroll to opt in to trade these shortest dated options, the options expiring the same day. They're not just available to everyone. In order for me to start trading options on Robinhood, I had to answer, you know, a pretty brief questionnaire about my experience with options, and that determined what they would give me access to. I also had to say, yes, I would like to enroll in trading options that expire the very same day, which are the riskiest.
Is this related to the fact that a lot of these brokerages were accused by some investors of standing by while people lost a lot of money during the meme stock craze in 2021?
It's really important to remember the backdrop in which this options trading is completely taking off. Let's not forget, Americans have flocked to bet on everything from sports to stocks right now. The sports betting boom has completely taken off. And it goes back to what we were talking about, this desire to take big risks. But some retail brokerages have faced similar critiques from regulators, from investors, that they've gamified the process, that they've enabled risky trades and allowed people who may not fully understand what they're getting into to make these really bold bets.
That's WSJ reporter Gunjan Banerjee. And that's it for your Money Briefing. We'll be back tomorrow morning with WSJ's Laura Saunders to discuss efforts to simplify income tax rules. This episode was produced by Ariana Osperu, with supervising producer Melanie Roy. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal. Thanks for listening.